Base ER, Tuesday the 10th of May, Rabbi Yosef Gerber, Beyond the Afikomon.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
You mustn't forget the English good manners in this country. The rain reminds me, right? After the Afikomen, you know, one of my Einikler, I want to say Hashem Omro, I'm still under the Hashpor of Nissan, which is the time of Gevura. One of my Einikler, that is Menachem Gerber, was over to me a Rambam. And I thought I'll discuss it with you. The Rambam says that the Mantiska is Yom of Tseischom Yeres Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, like Zochar Yom HaShabbos. What's the Rambam? What does the Rambam want? You need to have the word remember translated. It's not an obscure word. Just before we were talking about various items of clothing, we have to define them, but simply to Zochar, we know what it means to remember. But perhaps one can suggest the following. What does it mean, Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi? Chazal say it's not just a zikaron, it's a mechayiv. It demands something of you. Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Kitchur v'chnisoso v'tseisoso. Make kiddush, make abdola. Give it kedusha. Similarly, the man tizkor yom tseischo miyaretz Mitzrayim is not just a zikaron. It's a mechayiv. If you remember you came out of Mitzrayim, and the day you came out, Your whole hanhoga is different, and we'll see it in a moment. Let me give you an illustration, a couple of illustrations. I have a kapola from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. He says, "Lo amedra sha'iko elo amaisa." It's not the drosha, but the maisa you tell. Right, that's what people remember. But two simple maisa, which are so, they're really sort of the bread and butter maisa. But they say so much. The first concern, a friend of mine, I'm sure most of you know him, someone called Gerald Halibard, lives in Golders Green, a very fine Ben Torah. He was traveling home from his office on a Friday afternoon, and one of the short Fridays when he had to be home for Shabbos, and there was a Goyisha lady sitting in the subway a couple of seats away, and as she got off the train, she left her handbag on the seat, and she got off the train, and she suddenly realized she hasn't got a bag. She looked round, she saw the bag, she saw a halibard, and the doors closed. She couldn't do anything about it, and the train was gone. Of course, he picked up the bag, he took it home, and it was Erev Shabbos, he didn't have any time, he just got ready, went to shul. After Shabbos, after he made Abdullah, he opened the bag. It had a lot of things in it. It had credit cards, money, keys. It was quite a choshe azach. He found the phone number and the address of the lady. He phoned, and she thanked him profusely. And she said she's coming around. About an hour later, she arrived. It was on Motzoi Shabbos. And she was so grateful, and she took the bag, and she couldn't say thank you too many times. And by the way, she said, "I brought you a little present." And she took out a bottle of kosher wine. He didn't want to accept it, but you know, if someone wants it, shine, okay. He thought a moment. It's Motzoi Shabbos. She came from Mamasha Goyisha area, a non-Jewish area. Where do you find a bottle of wine on a Motzoi Shabbos in a non-Jewish area, a kosher bottle of wine? He said, "Well, by the way, where do you get such a bottle of wine from? I didn't think your area would sell this sort of product." He said, no. "When I saw there was a religious Jew sitting near my bag, I knew that you were going to phone me. So I went and bought the wine before on Friday. Wow. And I anticipated that you were going to call. And now when your call came, the wine was ready." For a chayev, didn't it make you tremble? And what would happen if you said, let's forget about it? No. It's a mechayev. This leman tseischo is yom. Leman is very much a mechayev. One other incident. And I heard this from Meir Jacobson, who lives in Minchas Yitzchok. And it happened to a friend of his. The actual happening which happened, a friend of his, a former Yid living in Eretz Yisrael, went on holiday in one of the Greek islands. I'm not a great bok in the Greek islands, but being Greek, obviously it's a Eurozone. And the first day he had $300 with him, he needed euros, he went to the bank, and there was only one bank on the island, it was not sort of some great continent there, a small island. He went to the bank, he gave them $300, asked for a change into euros, he got some euros. He went back to his hotel and looked, it seemed to be a lot of money. He counted, it was nearly 3,000 euros. suddenly realised what had happened. The cashier the girl at the till, had pressed an extra naught. Instead of giving change of 300, she gave him change of $3,000. And you know how the Yitzhak comes, oh, he's just made for this. But banks have got lots of money. They'll never notice. And beside that, the Bernishlam wants you to have a free holiday. And you can give some tzedakah, 10%. All the heterim he comes along with. He's so smooth, right? He's the smoothest chevron man you could ever meet. This lead thought for a minute. Listen, a chance to make a kiddush Hashem. He went back to the bank, he told them about what had happened. You know, the Greeks are quite volatile. The cashier, the girl, they nearly exploded because she'd be responsible at the end of the day. She started shouting, it's amazing. And the bank manager heard the noise, he came in, what's going on here? You know, this was a one-horse town, then everyone knew everybody. And he heard the story, he said, wow, he said, my uncle was right. So everybody stopped and got quiet. Who's his uncle? My uncle was a bishop of this town during the Second World War. And towards the end of the war, the Nazis, Yimach Shimon, were rounding up Yidden. They were desperate to kill as many Yidden before the war was lost. That was their tough gig, these Roshoim. And a group of Gestapo soldiers came around on a boat to the island and asked us to give up any Jews. Because it's orders from Berlin. So my uncle, who was the bishop of the town, said to the, at the risk of his own life, he said to the Gestapo officer, literally more or less over my dead body, I'm not giving you one Jew, no Jew is going to be given into your hands, you're going to get nobody. And the fellows screamed and cursed the way these Roshoim did, but he didn't have time. They just went away and no Jew was taken. Said the bank manager, now I see my uncle was right. He was right to take a step on behalf of the Jews. The Mantiskas Yom Tseiso, it's a Machayev. We may not look upon ourselves as being so choshev, but the Goyim do. Whether they admit it or not, there are different standards they expect from us. And let's continue a little bit talking about the Inyan. We find it's an unusual expression. Why didn't it say b'chol shana v'shana every year? What's the difference between b'chol dar b'chol shana? B'chol shana means every Pesach you have to remember you came out of Mitzrayim. B'chol dar v'dar means you've got to consider yourself as part of the dar that came out of Mitzrayim. You are personally of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And not the pshat, you're different on Leil Pesach. Every day, every minute of the year, you're different. And the raya is, I'll give you an example, it's not pleasant, but it's many people who still remember and have experienced it. Holocaust survivors, people who went through the chuv and the tragedies of Europe, of the continent, during the Second World War, were never the same again, or are never the same again. I know from my own shvei and shvigah, aleihem hasholom, they weren't in the very worst situations, but they were nervous, they were on edge, they were of the Dur who went through that experience. An experience which is sufficiently traumatic imprints itself upon the person's subconscious in such a profound way that it'll never be the same again. People 50 years after the liberation still tremble when they saw a policeman in uniform doing the most innocent thing. He could be standing, seeing some children across the road. They still trembled. It's part of you. You have to be of that generation. And when that you are part of that generation, then you are a different person. You become another mensch, literally. And because of that, positively, if you consider yourself to be of the Der Yotze Mitzrayim, you stand Mashiach Me'ol HaMaila, you're on a different, elevated situation. And now we can understand something which is, in a sense, simple. But you know, the most difficult thing to understand are the simple things. Complications and sophistication one can follow, but simple truths are hard to come by. We know this. What do we finish with the Haggadah with? We've gone through the Haggadah, we've gone through the whole of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we've had our Afikoman tonight. This morning we're speaking about after the Afikoman. We finish with a little jingle. Echad Miyadeya, Shnai Miyadeya. Right? It's a lovely little jingle, but apparently the whole tamsis of the Haggadah is contained in that little jingle because it comes at the end. You know, it's like the Suda Shlishis, the Rav Yudah Rav Yudah. It's a time when the whole of the Hashpuras of Shabbos culminate and sort of reach the highest level. Similarly, the highest level of the Haggadah, the Echad Miyadeh, before you say Shir Hashirim, which is Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a little jingle which, l'cha'or, you could say, you could teach children of five. Who knows one, who knows two? Well, what's the Baal HaGadah telling us? What is that, the highest Madrega? And we have to understand this with a Rambam. And you know, Divrei Torah, Aniyim v'Mokom Echad, Vashiyim v'Mokom Achad. We have to go to the Mor HaNevuchim. In the Mor HaNevuchim of the Rambam writes that Yediyas Torah v'Ra, which Adam and Chava attained, unfortunately, by eating of the Eitz HaDaas, it's not that they didn't know about Torah v'Ra before. Of course they knew about Torah v'Ra. But they didn't have Yediyah. Yediyah is the third and highest level of awareness. Chochma is Chochmas HaMoach. Bina is Binas HaLev. Das is total identification. Vayeda Odom is Chava Ishto, to be at one. He didn't have, or they didn't have Yediyas Tovara. Tovara were not at one with it. Tovara were not options. And that's what the Baal HaGadah is telling us, Echod Miyodea. Not the theoretical knowledge. Of course we know that the Bnei Shlom is one and there are two luchos and three ovos and four emoras. But is it your sublineal, subconscious awareness? If someone says to you suddenly, two, what do you think of? Luchos or what? Or whatever else. There is a psychological system where if you want to have a window into the subconscious of a person, what you do is you show them words and what's their immediate association without having time to think. And that's what the Baal HaGadah, I think, is telling us. Echad Miyadeya, what's your immediate association? Shnayim, is Kedusha part of you? Has it become incorporated into your whole being? Or is it the pshat that, Enoch Adam, you know about it, we all know about it. But to know about it in the sense of Yediyah, to identify with it, is an altogether a much higher level. And this is what is required of us. I want to give you a little illustration of what I mean. A practical illustration, towards the end of the Second World War, a group of German soldiers were captured by a British unit, or a British division, advancing through France. And, you know, the Geneva Convention said, name, rank and number, that's all they have to give. One of the German soldiers who was captured said to the British soldier who was looking after him, he said, I'd like to speak to the commanding officer. They thought maybe he had information, maybe it's worthwhile. They took him to the commanding officer of the division, and under close guard, and the German prisoner spoke in perfect English, but not just English, English. He said, I'm not really a German soldier at all, I'm a British spy planted by the British in the German army. And he spoke perfect English. The commanding officer was a bit dubious. But he asked him all sorts of questions, such as about cricket, right? Now, which German knows about cricket? Gornish. You know what, cricket, I don't know how bocky the olam here is, but silly point, the covers. Someone who doesn't play cricket, that doesn't mean anything to them. He knew it all about. He knew about the British schools. He wasn't quite satisfied. He said, let's come to the officer's mess and have a drink. He poured him out a glass of beer for this German soldier, and or suspected British spy, and suddenly, out of the blue, the British commander hit him across the face, and that German soldier swore, you know the way soldiers swear, in English, he swore in English. He said, I'm sorry, I have to apologize. You really are English. when a person's under pressure, the pnim comes out, right? And that is, echod, that's the way we've got to achieve, echod mi yadeh. We've got to identify it till it really becomes us. It becomes part of our being. And that is what the after the apikoumen is. Let's think a little bit about this. Our pnim. You know, it's very difficult to get through to one's own pnim, because the Yetzer Hara is a gewaltig, skillful sort of manipulator. He's very, very strong. They came to Rabbi Yeruchim of Mir. They said, how is it possible that the Am Yotzei Mitzrayim, who saw the Nisim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how could they do so many averus? He said, the Yetzer Hara is very strong. They thought they were going to get philosophy. No, the Yetzer Hara is very strong. He's so strong that the Gemara says in Sof Kedushin, about Plimo. Plimo was a Tana, one of the Tanoim. And every day he used to say, Geira Be'enet Zatina, an arrow in the eye of the Sotan. The Sotan didn't like it. And in one day it was Erev Yom Kippur. This is the Gemara. And Plimo was sitting with his Mishpacha, one of the Tanoim. You know, everybody mentioned by name in Shas. Amoroim, Tanoim, and even Amoroim, according to the Chofetz Chaim, quoted by Rukhon Wasserman, it could be Mechaya Mason. Everybody could be Mechaya Mason. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah which says that. Shekotn Shemechem Mechaya Mason. They were sitting at their table having their Suda HaMafsekes Erev Yom Kippur, when the Sotan dressed up as an Oni and knocked at the door. And it shows you how the Sotan does it. He doesn't do it at once. He knocks at the door. Plimo went to the door. He said, I'm hungry. So Plimo gave him a loaf of bread. He went back. A little while later, a knock. Plimo comes to the door. Yoma ki eidna, daylight today, Erev Yom Kippur, I should be standing in the street and everybody should be inside. Plimo said, you're right, come in. He sat him down. A little while later, he knocks on the dining room door where everybody was eating. He said, Yoma ki eidna, everybody's eating by a table and I've got to be separate. They let him come in and sit at the table. Immediately, he made himself completely obnoxious with boils of festering matter. It's so unpleasant, I don't even want to spell it out. But he made himself in such a way, he made everybody sick the way he conducted himself. And Plimo told him to stop, and did even worse. So Plimo sort of shook him by the shoulder and said, stop, we can't eat, we can't have an Erev Yom Kippur like this. So the Sotan, the Oni, fell over backwards on the floor, dead. Plimo had a shock. He thought he killed him. Then he heard voices in the street shouting, Plimo Kotel Gavra, Plimo is a murderer. All this done by the Sotan. He thought the Romans had heard about it. And the Romans, when they heard a Yid had done something wrong, there was no courts and no justice. He had to run away. Erev Yom Kippur, Plimo ran away to a Beis HaKisei Mechutz L'Ir. When he got there, the Sotan was already there. He said, what's happened? He said, don't you recognize me? He said, no. He said, I'm the Sotan. He said, why did you do this to me, Erev Yom Kippur? He said, I don't like the way you speak. Geira Be'ina Desatina. I showed you who was stronger. He said, what should I say? Said Plimo. He said, the Ribono Shel Olam should save me from the Sotan. But don't think you can do it yourself. And actually, that's a Gemara earlier in Kedushin. Without the help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we could never overcome the Sotan. The Sotan is so powerful. And that's what I would like to mention a little bit to you today. Rav Yitzchok Huttner came, as you know, Pachad Yitzchok, came one of the Gedolim of America, Godel Ador. As a young man in Slobodka, he had a lot of spirit in him. You know, many of the later Gedolim were not easy to contain when they're young. And he was learning in the Beis Medrash of Slobodka, but without Chavrusa, he's learning by himself. The Alter of Slobodka, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, came over to him and said, why are you learning by yourself? He said, Rebbe, I'm not learning by myself. I've got a Chavrusa with the Yetzer Hara. So the Alter said, Favos nish mit Yetzer Tov. He said, I've got two reasons. First of all, the Yetzer Hara is a bigger Balkishrin. He's cleverer. And secondly, he never misses a Seder. So this is what he said. Many a true word is said in jest. He's a big Balkishrin, and he never misses a Seder. He's always there, whether you like it or not. How do you get to your Pnim? You know, Chazal say you should start a shiur with a milsa de bedichasa, something light-hearted, something easy. Why a milsa de bedichasa? There are many reasons for this. But first of all, you know, when you're in a good mood, you're more giving. If you want to get an adova from somebody, wait till he's making a simcha. He's more likely to be forthcoming. Because you feel generally sort of at peace with the world. It opens a person up instead of closing them. That's one reason. But another reason was said, at least it's reputed to have been said, by a lady called Simcha Lehman. Simcha Lehman was the daughter of the Chassam Sofer and the granddaughter of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So you can imagine she had some good genes in her system, and she was a very bright lady. And one day she wanted to give a shiur. So she went to the lady's side of the Mechitza, and she started her shiur as follows. That's what they say. I can't vouch for it. Kach shomati. And she said, why is it godla matzuva ma'osa m'sha'in matzuva ma'osa? Why is it better if you do a mitzvah when you're commanded than when you're not commanded? Because when you're commanded, the Yetzirah tries to stop you. And when you're not, he doesn't. Therefore, godla matzuva ma'osa, because you've got to overcome the Yetzirah. Therefore, how do you overcome the Yetzirah? You start with a milsa de bedichasa, something light-hearted, puts you in the right mood. But, he said, a woman is not mechuyev with limud haTorah. She doesn't need a milsa de bedichasa, but she's not mitzuva ve'osa. Therefore, it says, pia poscha b'chochma. She can start with a dvar chochma. She doesn't need the milsa de bedichasa. Why? Ki Torah's chesed al lashona. Her Torah is chesed. It's of her own volition. She's not mitzuva. That's what the Simcha Lehman is supposed to have said. And it's so true. The Yetzirah is a big misnagid. He tries to stop you. He stands in your way. And how do you get to your Pnim? One thought, before I go on to that, one small thought. Please tell me when I'm running out of time. I mean, how are we going time-wise?
Another 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Time flies, right. But the Gaon says that about the Chochem in the Haggadah, it's about the Rosh, I should say, I'm sorry, Lefi Shehosi is Atzmu min HaKlal Kofa B'Ika. Because he was Motzi Atzmu min HaKlal, he's Kofa B'Ika. He took away he took himself out of it. It's a strange expression, Kofa B'Ika. Hosi Atzmu min HaKlal, he wasn't being very, very brotherly. Says the Gaon, it's a reference to a Gemara in Gittin, that when Titus of Rosh dug his sword through the Parochus, blood spurted out. Choshav Shehoragas Atzmo. He thought he'd killed. Atzmo is a euphemism for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He thought he'd killed a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Shoita, because the Drenish made that nace. Atzmo is a euphemism for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's another euphemism for a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shas. In the Gemara Sukkah, we find Hillel, and the Gemara says, L'arum here, Amvasun Gehillel. Everyone's got to be as modest. He's the most modest man in the world. Nevertheless, he used to come to the Beis HaMikdash and say, Emani kan hakol kan. If I am here, everybody is here. What does that mean? It's an honor. Say, Chazal, he's talking about the Shechinah HaKadosh. Emani kan, if Shechinah is here, and he has a euphemism for the Shechinah hakol kan. Two euphemisms for the Shechinah HaKadosh. The Ani and the Atzmai. Why do Chazal choose these particular terms as a reference to the Shechinah? I think one can say, because what is the real you? The you which we spoke about in the terms of Echad Miyadei, the Pnim of you. The real you is the Chelek HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Chelek HaKam Imal, which is in every person, particularly in every Yid. Therefore the Ani and the Atzmo is the Shechinah HaKadosh, that's you. The real you is the association, the Dveikus you've got to Kedusha. And that is what I would like to suggest is the aim of Tirnach of Pesach Afikomen. We've got to be of the Dur Yotzei Mitzrayim. We've got to know that the Shechinah HaKadosh is with us. We just said it in the Sedra, V'yisim Kadoshim Ki Kodesh Ani. And in Zohar Kodesh it says, Ki Kodesh Ani. It's not just a requirement, it's an avtocha. You can be Kodesh, Ki Kodesh Ani. And part of me, Kav Yochel, is in you, and that is your Kedusha. And that can only be achieved by Ahava. The Yetzirah is very, very powerful, as I said. But the one weapon you've got to defeat the Yetzirah is Ahava Mekalkeles as a Shur. When a person does mitzvahs be'ahava, v'simcha, then all the ma'imbishin, all the negativity goes away. And that is the avoda of the Motsoi Pesach, of the Vodo of the Afikoman, the taste of the Afikoman, the taste of Peiros, is to remember the Chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let me finish with a very simple thought. It says that Aaron HaKohen didn't want to come to the base of Mikdash, to the Mishkan, to be Machat the Korbonos. He thought the Chet HaEgel was too great. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Loma Ata Bosh, Lekach Nutzato. That's why you were Nifchato. That's why you were chosen for this job. This is your job, to go and be Machat the Korbonos, and thereby be called cause Ashur Sashkino on Yisrael. Aaron was Bosh, and he said, that's your job. And this is the Ne'imus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we say in Shir HaShirim, actually. We say it, Af Noim. We are, Yofo, Hine Yofo, the Dodecho, Af Noim. The Ne'imus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, you have to demonstrate the Chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ahava of the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Yidden. You have to demonstrate that he's willing to be mekabel your tshuva and give you all the, as it were, chesed that you would have had you not done an aveira, to remove all the effects of the aveira. Ki lekach nivchata, Aaron's midah is midas avo. Aaron is chesed and avo. Levoyach es amo Yisur be'avo. Therefore go and be makriv your korban, and you will demonstrate that Kodesh Baruch Hu has forgiven Klal Yisrael, and the Shechina will be shoah. And that is a limit for all the future dodos, whatever the matzav of a yid. If you do tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for you. He's willing to be mekabel you ba'avo, because the tshuva is returning where to yourself, to the ani and the atzmo. Get back to your own panim. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Aaron and to Klal Yisrael after the shechina was shoah. He said, "Yehi rotzon shetishro shechina b'masa yadechem." And my Rebbe Reb Nosson Aldman used to tie, Yehi Rotson, you should want the Shechina to rest on your hands. Not Yehi Rotson Milfonecha, but Yehi Rotson you should want. V'yinom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. And then the Ne'imus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be on you. And that's the limud, the Einatirinach of Pesach HaFikoman, the Ava of a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Yisrael, and it's Gemayim Ponim Al Ponim. If we do our avodah ba'ava, we'll come back to our pnim. We come back to our pnim. Our pnim will be echod miyadeh. We'll know who he is, and as a result, v'hinam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, we will experience the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu on us. So I'd like to finish by wishing everybody the traditional bracha. Everyone should have a gittin zimmer, and a simcha dika time should come for Klal Yisrael.